My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
listening to Joe Douglas yesterday, I wanted to put my fist through a wall, and I'm not even a Jet fan, and it's all about this Hassan Reddick thing and this stalemate that they have, and not even the narrative, the way Joe Douglas was talking about Reddick and Reddick's agent is as if he is afraid to say the wrong thing to piss them off, and as just a football fan, it was mind-numbing to me.
Yeah, I mean, I love Joe D personally, but listening to him kind of way through it, it felt as if he. I mean, first of all, he's been very honest. He won't kind of talk or negotiate with Hassan Reddick unless he's in the building, and we get that. I think right now Hassan Reddick is, you know, we've talked about it earlier in the week. He's 29. He's going to be 30 September 22nd. He has to get the bag. He's been a double sack guy for the last 4 years. I don't know how they got here. There has been some disconnect between the time he became a Jet to when he got to New Jersey, being optimistic about joining Robert Saleh's defense and what they could possibly do, and to not going to OTAs. They've been out ever since. If I'm, you know, if I'm Joe Douglas in this position right now, you have to now get to the point where you have to figure out somehow to just get him in, right? Because right now the standstill is only hurting the team. But on the flip side of that, you know, Hassan Reddick is, as of right now, it seems like he's not coming into the building. It seems like he's going to be watching that game against the 49ers, hoping that this defense can't get home and sack Brock Purdy. And in that case, the pressure's now on Joe Douglas to get him back in the building. So I think he's going to hold out to the opening day. And I think he's praying for his defense to stink it up a little bit so Joe D can pick up the phone and be like, hey, we need you, big fella. Let's make it work. I don't know if that's going to happen because the Jets have a pretty damn good defense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.